Welcome back to the Digital Orthopedics Podcast and our audio series from the 9th annual DocSF Experience. My name is Dr. Stefano Bini, and I am the host of this podcast and the founder and chair of the DocSF conferences. The second lecture at the 9th DocSF is part of the Generative AI opening session. It is presented by Professor Fabrizio Billi from the Department of Orthopedic Surgery at UCLA and delves into the integration of AI agents and co-pilots into orthopedics. He describes their types, their functions, and the distinct roles they can play. This lecture examines reactive agents, memory-based adaptable agents, and multi-agent systems, highlighting their collaboration for preoperative, intraoperative, and postoperative management. The discussion also covers challenges associated with implementation, such as data privacy, security, network requirements, and regulatory compliance. And additionally, the episode explores the role of co-pilots in providing real-time support and enhancing the digital health ecosystem. Key benefits and challenges of these technologies in the patient care journeys are also addressed. Now, don't be put off by the complexity of these terminologies. Dr. Billi does a fantastic job making all this very understandable. And at the very least, you'll have a sense of what these technologies mean. Enjoy.
You've heard about agentic orthopedics. And so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to talk a little bit about what the agents are and how they fit into orthopedics. So an AI agent is a piece of software that perceives its environment, process information, and perform actions so that it can achieve a specific goal. There are two specific types, broad categories of agents. One are reactive agents. They are very simple agents. They do straightforward actions, a rule-based system, and they work better in a predictable and a structured environment. Think about thermostats or basic chatbots. And these are advanced and adaptable, use memory, can learn from what they examine, and can make decision to perform complex tasks. These operate very well in a dynamic environment, and think about virtual assistants or autonomous vehicles. Then we have what we call multi-agent systems. So what is a multi-agent system? It's a group of independent agents. It's a multi-agent system. They collaborate and communicate and to achieve a shared goal. They can, but not necessarily, interact with users, meaning that you may not have an LFP interface. An example of orthopedic surgery and postoperative management MAS consists of all these very different agents, preoperative, intraoperative, postoperative, and rehabilitation recovery agents. There are some challenges in implementing these agents, as you can imagine. Nothing comes without a price. The first one is data privacy and security. There's a lot of information that is transferred from one agent to the other in these environments. So there are issues with patient data privacy and cybersecurity data breaches. They also need to be integrated in various legacy systems and EHR platforms. The network needs to be pretty sophisticated. Again, you know, this put a lot of volumes and bandwidth, and so you need dedicated networks, which can be very costly. And then we have regulatory compliance. Obviously, this is something that is still in development. Ethical and legal consideration, and the cost. The cost of implementing AI agents, multi-AI agents can be enormous, just because of all the constraints. Then we have copilots. I'm sure you guys are familiar with copilots and what they are. So they are generative tools that provide real-time context and support to professionals. The interface that, you know, you ask a question or you ask a prompt and they give you an answer to your questions. Copilots also offer suggestions, insight, and adaptive support and intuitive interaction with users. For example, in diagnostic and decision support, they are diagnostic and personalized treatment or in remote patient monitoring. And there are unique challenges in implementing these copilots in care. The human-computer interaction is one of those. they require intuitive interfaces to interact with different users. They need to be customizable and adaptable to be effective. And they also require power and infrastructure, dedicated infrastructures. So these are pretty much a summary of the difference between copilots and MaaS. And why we are talking about copilots and MaaS? We are talking about copilots and MaaS for what they can bring to the digital health ecosystem. So here you see a system where you have a multi-agent system and copilots coexisting together. The multi-agent system units are specialized in some of these features, and they manage tasks like diagnostic, surgery, recovery. They talk to each other, they learn from each other, and they adapt. The copilots can be associated with multiple MaaS and interface with the users, and they are offering task-specific recommendation. The user can interact with a MaaS through the copilot. And then you have these centralized copilots that supervise all the others and connect with the user. So the user now, instead of interfacing directly with just one of these diagnostic or surgical or rehabilitation questions, can interface with a general copilot and ask all the questions that he wants about several different specific tasks. So the key benefits of MaaS and copilots are that they enhance efficiencies, they offer real-time support, and they can be integrated into the patient care journey. There are challenges, opportunities, obviously, data privacy, interoperability, we already talked about it, and they need continuing innovation in healthcare. But this is what is coming, and it's already happening. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Digital Orthopedics Podcast, and hope you'll make a note to join us for the next Digital Orthopedics Conference San Francisco in October. Take care. Bye.